Call the City of Dyer Mayor Board of Auditor Person Meeting June 9th, 2025 to order. We have a quorum present.
You good?
First order of business, be for the minutes of May 12th, 2025.
Make a motion.
Special call meeting.
Make a motion, please.
Second.
Motion made in second. For any discussion. Colorado, start Marty, go right.
Abstain.
Motion carried. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes of May 12, 2025, regular meeting.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made second. For any discussion. Not, Colorado, start Michael, go left. Motion carried. Treva Maitland with the court is not here tonight that I see. Am I right? Okay. Mercedes Creighton with Lizzie Health Institution is also not here tonight. That was said she was going to be here. Okay. Miss Arlene James is here. Can you want to come up here? Look at there.
Well, there she comes.
You wanted to come speak to the board tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Before you get started, please state your name and your address.
My name's Arlene James. I live at 314 East Walnut. There's a couple of issues that we have here in Dyer. Cats on my street, Walnut Street, Poplar Street, Central, Crestview, East South. There's probably around 80 cats. That's not counting, that's counting kittens, the mamas, and they're getting up in my neighborhood. They're getting up in my motor, in my car. And Nancy Travis, I don't know if anybody knows her. She does a lot of rescue stuff. Excuse me, but we've been catching them and getting some of them neutered, the females, and it costs like $40. But we need some help with these cats because they're multiplying like crazy. They're just everywhere. Two houses down from me, there's three mama cats and probably about 10 kittens. In my yard, there's about 5 cats. It's just, they're everywhere. Dale, your house where you used to live. Oh my God, there's so many cats out there, it's crazy. But we gotta do something about these cats. They're just multiplying too fast. We can't get rid of them.
What is your suggestion?
Well, Nancy, she said something about.
Does she live here?
Yes.
Okay.
She was here on Poplar Street.
On where?
On Poplar.
Okay.
South Poplar.
Okay.
She gets vouchers through Jackson to a vet. And they're like $40 for the females, and I'm not sure about the males. Or if we could find a farmer that will take some of these cats, you know, out for a barn cat or something. But they're multiplying so fast, I can't afford to keep getting these cats fixed. And they can't either, Nancy and Luann Harmon. She's another one. Mm-hmm. We need some help with these cats. Any kind of suggestion that you could come up with.
Did the county or what was the program that we had before? And tell us about that.
That's at one point we were part of a catch and release program that we put some money in. I think this last year, I don't remember exactly how, there was a couple hundred dollars in it to do exactly what you said. And I know we were getting it done through the Trenton Animal Clinic. I'm not sure on the price that they charge us for that, but I know we have gotten cats from that area before that we have taken.
Yeah.
But the city has only been putting so much money into that. But I know we We've done some this year, even.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where the animals came from most of the time. People that were willing to set traps. Traps were left in the past. Again, we were part of a catch and release program, but the animals, after they were fixed, were going back to the area that they came from.
Well, we got too many cats that we put back into town.
What is the area that all of these cats are in? Can you give me the street names?
I've got the addresses and the house right here.
All right.
And Nancy is so good about, she's been taking these cats. She's taking her time and driving to Jackson, taking these cats. And she's even found homes for some of them, but we just got too many for her alone to find homes for them.
So it's
who owns the cats?
Who's feeding the cats?
Well, on my street, I'm feeding some of them.
Me too.
Okay, listen. The male cats are killing the kittens in the yard. I'm not picking up a cat with half a head.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Survival.
I know that, with Arlene.
That's why they're staying.
I got mine fixed.
No, but they're all ones that are just not here. We had the same problem at the office.
But still, I'm not gonna let an animal starve them. It's not gonna do it.
It's me.
But you know,
unfortunately, we can't pass an ordinance because what they call it, domestic or something.
They're not domestic. We can't. They won't let us touch them.
That's what I'm saying. They won't.
Because
I've got some in my neighborhood.
I throw a towel around. I throw a towel around one, and got clawed up. But I'll stop feeding if you guys help.
Well, I appreciate that, but I don't. What can we do to help?
I don't know.
I mean, that's
any kind of suggestions. I just know that we've got to do something because everywhere on my street,
I have an office that I own in Jackson, and we have so many cats in that. I mean, they're everywhere. And
can you get somebody to trap them and take them
to farmer?
Exactly.
Release program
do you know
somewhere?
Any farmers that would take them? Is there any farmers that we could take them to?
Not that I know of.
I'm not going to be part of that. I just don't want to kill them.
No.
Let me explain something, okay? And I should have said this before. You actually get 3 minutes to speak.
Okay. Sorry.
It's not your fault at all. But what I would like to do is I would like to have a night to where we can have a chance to actually sit down and discuss this in a committee to where everybody can say, hey, you know, this is what we want to do. We want to add some money to this. We don't want to do this. Yeah. We want to trap them. We want to do something different. Whatever the case may be. To be able to help you.
Now that we know that there's an issue and we know what's going on, then we can move forward on time.
And then maybe Nancy can be here because she's really good at this stuff.
Right.
And just one more thing. We need something done with some of the yards in town. People's not mowing.
We've sent out a list last week that was that thick
from
the officers. Okay. And we've got some of them that's already been in court for them, and they'll be back.
There's a process that we have to work through on that, Arlene, and so we got to go through steps before.
I agree with you, though.
But yes, we are working through it.
Absolutely.
And if there are any specific addresses you would like to be addressed, just call up City Hall, and any of us up here can.
Thank you, honey.
Can get that passed along to the health officer.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Miss Arlene.
I appreciate you.
I like it.
Thank you, Arlene.
Yes, thank you, Arlene.
Yeah, good feeling. There's
a place in
We skipped you a while ago.
And fix them for
Mercedes. But since you are here, we'll let you have your 3 minutes of fame.
Thank you. Mine is not going to take 3 minutes. I'm Mercedes. I'm the new owner of the Lizzie Health Institution. This is Brittany. She's also our owner. We are sisters. We're from Milan, Tennessee. There's been a lot of calls about us, a lot of complaints about us. So I'm just basically here to say what our house is a support house. So it's not a, what have I heard? It's not more so of a group home. It's not a halfway house for prisoners. So it is a mental health and substance abuse facility, but it's a step down program. So people come in and we help them get back into daily living, if that's possible. So it's a 6 month to a year program. They come in, we teach them how to cook again, maybe budget, how to pay bills. We find them a low income place. They move in wherever they choose to go back to. So it's not, I don't know the narrative of prisoners and I don't know, but I just want to kind of clear the air, make people feel a little safe, I guess. It's simple, something simple, not too much. We on 277 Hall. If y'all got any questions, any complaints, we'll answer them. We'll try to fix the complaints.
So you're here, so I'll ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So the complaints we have gotten is, like, they go to doors, knock on doors, ask for money, ask for cigarettes, ask for stuff like that or whatever, you know. How do you handle those situations? And
so that's my thing. So, and I want to keep it simple and I want to keep it professional.
Yeah.
So this is my thing. So when my clients are going door to door, giving away free food, giving away free milk, and it's not a problem. So that's why I have stopped doing that in that community, in this area. Because I think when they go door to door, they more so saying hi. Now, at the gas station, I have stopped them from going to the gas station because they do sit outside sometimes and ask for cigarettes, and I told them they can't do that.
Okay.
But far as the door, going to door to door, so that's where me and the police sat down and had a conversation.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Because don't allow people to make false police reports, because it's okay when they knock on your door and they give you free food and they give you free milk or they take out your trash for you. But then when they don't have nothing to give you, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
So I actually ask the people on the street, please don't talk to my clients if you don't want them to talk to you later, because that's what's going to happen. Now they think they got a friend.
Absolutely.
And when they see you walking down the street, they're going to be like, oh, hey, friend. And they want to walk down the street with you. That's the way they are. So please don't do that, because now they think they got a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I've asked people, hey, if you don't want them to talk to you tomorrow, don't talk to them today, because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you see them and you get them some cigarettes or you get them $5, they think you're going to get them $5 next week.
Right.
So just don't do that. Don't create a habit. And then later you come to the city hall and you call them the police complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're a nuisance, and that's not what it is.
Right.
Now, sometimes my clients get a little out of hand and I try to reel them back in. But that's it. I'm open to asking any questions.
Yeah, I just wondered how you handled that and everything. I mean, you know, I just heard some of them. I hadn't been down there. It's not my job to come down there. So, you know.
But I promise you, we're new, so state is on our butt. And they make sure we do everything we're supposed to do.
Can I get a phone number to call them?
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
Yes, ma'am. It's actually listed in the facility. So, yes.
I'll let the officers handle that if we need it to.
But I'm always available. She's always available. Most of the time, we are there too, so we're available.
Thank you all for providing something like that.
And we're not just doing it in Dyer, because I know people's like, well, why they come to Dyer? We're going to do it in Milan too. Give us a little time to find some property, and I promise we'll have a few in Milan, because we're actually from Milan.
What do they actually do? So,
what do you mean?
When you say that you... A rehabilitation, right? Is that what you said?
Like to a certain extent, yes. So we're just actually, it's a step down facility. So we're transitioning into going back into their daily living. Because before, these clients had homes, they had families, but then, you know, some took a turn for the worse.
Is there multiple people that are living in
so
the household?
So it's a 7-bed facility, men and women.
All right.
So we kind of help them get back. So cooking, budgeting, finding a place to stay, taking them to get their driver's license if that's what's needed.
Right.
Medication, teaching them how to take their medication every day, because that's extremely important. Anything they're needing, we just about make sure we have the resources for them. Detox programs, mental health, psych, care counseling, see us a lot, pathways, see us a lot. So we're there. We're helping them get back to where they need to be.
Okay.
And
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you came and explained that to us, because we, I don't know that anybody here knew.
Yes, we've been so busy. We've been so busy. But I'm glad we're finally here to shed some light on the situation.
I expect you to come back and give us another report. How y'all doing in a few
minutes? Okay, I will. I will.
Thank you very much.
Thank y'all.
You're
welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Can we go? Thank you. All right, so next we have treatment still didn't come, right? All right, we'll mark her off the list for tonight. And the other three are here. Chris Roden. Take your gum out and stick it in your front. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. I just want to address the...
To start with, name and address, please.
Chris Roden. I'm now at 273 Hull Street. And I was at 317 East Maple until my dad passed away in February. All right. What I'm trying to come to y'all at with this on like the pit bull bone, right? I don't know what I can understand why it was put in, because, you know, like, there was people fighting them and stuff like that. But, like, this is some, I'm sorry, it's been a while since I've spoken for
everyone. You're good, Chris. You're good.
Okay. All right, because, like, I think that it's sort of holding people back from wanting to come here a little bit. Because, like, I know when I moved away in 2011 to 2013, 2014, I had to leave a pit bull behind because I knew about the law. But, like, some people, like my now girlfriend, didn't know about that when she moved here. And she said she wouldn't even moved here if she knew about it, right? And so, like, rocks and boxers aren't on the band, but I was mobbed by a boxer when I was 6 months. Babe, you remember this. It says Jewel on the back of it, right? I got mobbed by a boxer. But that hasn't changed me at how I look at them when I'm around them. But I see people with Rottweilers and type. Boxers and stuff.
How many
like
pit bulls do you have?
Talking about now?
Yeah.
None.
Oh.
None. But I have had them. You know what I'm saying? I was raised up in an AKC and UKC registered kennel.
Yeah.
Like, I laid down with the pit bull when I was 3 and played with her puppies, and that same boxer that mauled me wound up climbing the fence to get in the pen with the pit bull and almost killed the pit bull. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, but she was raised by an elderly woman and stuff like that. But, like, my fellow alumni, your fellow alumni, Dire Resident Soul, Josh Hayes, he raised bully breeds, and he was a Dire Resident. You know, like I said, when I moved back from Ripley, I had to leave my cherished dog that I spent good money on behind, because I knew that the band was here, right? So, like, I mean, I came up with some ideas on some of this stuff. Like, city ordinance pertaining to animals need to be posted in plain sight, and citizens informed when change of address occurs and or other means, not just when turning on the water.
So
because my girlfriend, she didn't turn on the water, mm-hmm. So she wouldn't have been able to be notified of that.
But you did know that, right?
I did, we just got together about a month and a half ago.
Y'all still got the pit bulls?
No, like she had to forfeit them when she came to court, and that's another thing that I have an issue with. I think that current residents that know about this must inform the visitors or newcomers within their house about the pit bull ordinance. Failure to do so holds said current residents 50% liable in municipal hearings and fully liable of damages in a civil hearing if forfeiture occurs due to negligence. Service animals, because one of my girlfriend's pits was a service animal, no matter the breed, are excluded from the ban, and it includes individually or private business trained. That's according to state law. City registration of the service animal, possibly, you know, like a small fee for somebody with a disability that has this dog trained, and it's a pit bull, you know what I'm saying? Register them through the city that this is a service dog. Release to owner should be able to occur even without a court order. And I say this because City Ordinance Chapter 3, 10-301, Subsection 9, and 10-302, Subsection 8, both state that the dog cannot be released until you go to court. Well, my girlfriend's dogs were impounded May 17th.
Was you with her then?
Yeah, okay. I just got with her.
Okay.
She didn't go to court till May the 15th, or sometime like last month, right?
Right.
And, you know, like I discussed it with you, you said that they can only hold them for 10 days.
That's right.
Well, like, when we got to court, it didn't matter that she said that one of them was a service dog or anything else. They just wanted her to forfeit them.
Do you have documentation of that?
I don't know.
Legal documentation, not just something that you come up with.
She was going through the processes. I mean,
okay.
But then, according to state law, it says personally or business trained. You know, private business or personally. Because, like, somebody like her that has epilepsy, that dog can...
Her doctor should be able to get her the proper paperwork then for that.
They can do a form and file it with us.
But,
so it can be filed with us so we know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's too late now. She had to forfeit her dogs. And it's like she tried to tell him that. She told him that one of them was a service animal, and it's like the judge and everybody was like,
well, she's got to provide the paperwork. The paperwork.
Yeah, the sign paperwork from the doctor.
Right, but what I'm trying to say, though, is on that 10-301, 302, it states that you can't do it till day. Well, if they only hold them for 10 days, why would she have to pay for those days that
why did they have to hold it for 10 days if y'all have proof of this?
I don't know what's going on here because we just got together and like I'm trying to
find out what's going on too because we want to help y'all.
Right.
Well, let me just say this. Before the ordinance also says there's not a dog that's alive in the city of Dyer that's a pit bull today that is allowed to be in the city of Dyer.
That's correct.
Right, but like where her dogs got picked up at, you can walk down that street and there's one pulling on a big tree limb. You know, and then they got some dogs, like as puppies, chained up to a front porch and maybe a foot apart from each other. And they're just like at each other.
We didn't know where they're at.
You got some addresses there.
You have addresses.
Did you get us some?
Homeowners.
Well, you can probably go down with it.
We need to know the addresses.
I'm not out of control. You know where they are. I don't need to go out and look for them.
I think it's going out towards the park on Royal.
Please, get us some addresses.
All right. I can do that.
Thank you.
But,
just trying to name City Hall here.
Right.
But there is no pit bull in the city of Dyer that would be alive today since the ordinance was passed. That was before I was mayor.
2007.
And then it was revised in 2013. But see, like, what I'm saying with the court date, though, you know, like, she had to wait, like, almost a full month before going to court over it. And, like, the housing fees keep on going, but, like, you can't, even if they was to release them to her, like, they couldn't have done it until she went to court. And that's, like, $10 a day per dog. She had three dogs. So three, six, nine. Keeps on, like, in a month's time, like, there's, like, $700. I mean, like, there's another issue with that.
But you feel like it's our fault that...
No,
that
I feel
inform her that...
No.
I'm just asking. I mean, from what you read a while ago is what I'm asking.
No, those are ideas to help change this. So, like, if somebody does move here, they don't know nothing about it, and they don't turn on the water, they don't live off-grid or something or anything like on that matter.
That's against the law of the city, too, so...
Well, I didn't know that, but what I'm trying to say, though, is, like, with her case, she came from Gleason to here. The person that she moved in with did not inform her of that when she moved here and moved the dogs here, right? So that's not y'all's fault. It's the person that she moved in with.
Did you inform her not to bring her pit bulls over to your house because of the...
When I first got with her, right, is when... Like 3-4 days after we got together, right, is when they came and got the pit bulls. And they've been there, and yes, like Mr. Younger said, she had been informed, or somehow been informed, that residents had been informed that, you know, the pit bulls ain't supposed to be there. And I was actively trying to find, I mean, I got messages where my friend Justin Dutton, he raises bully breeds and stuff like that, and Mylan, I was trying to see if I can't get an arrangement with him. But then, even after they was impounded, I couldn't do it because they could not be released without a court order.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I couldn't even get that done if I wanted to. I mean, I was trying.
Yes, sir.
The issue was one reason that she wasn't, the pit bulls were loose and chasing people. Then they chased all five of my officers. They deployed a taser on it and got it. Finally, Mike came over and was able to get them. But nobody would answer the door to get a citation, and nobody knew where she was living at.
I don't give that.
I know, but I'm saying nobody. We tried to make contact with you several times, so it was an attempt to make contact with the homeowner in that. So that's.
Okay, you failed to tell us that they chased people in offices and loose.
Well, like, according to what the officer said, is like somebody was walking a dog. I can tell you because I was at the court. The officer said somebody was walking a dog, and that the dogs were barking. They was called out there, and the dog was aggressive because, like, two of the dogs was her puppies. And, yes, they might have not been done up the way the city ordinance talks for. But, you know, like, if somebody's in the unknowing at what exactly needs to be, like a 6-foot fence and stuff like that, like.
But you know a pit bull shouldn't be running loose around kids. That's why we've got the ordinance, to protect the kids and citizens. And like, the police officers.
Like I
wasn't a police officer.
Like I said,
this would
have
been a totally
six.
Different conversation.
Like I said, I was six, and I was mauled by a boxer, and that same boxer tried
to. I don't mean to cut you off. Bottom line is, we have an ordinance, no pit bulls in the city, because they are a danger to our citizens.
No. I mean, boxers can be a danger to a citizen, too.
They're.
Pit bulls maul children.
We're done, Chris. Thank you for your time.
Well, I was.
We're done tonight. If you want to come back at the next meeting,
Chris.
You're more than welcome to come back for the next meeting. And
I'll do so.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Sorry, Chief Kathy, for cutting you off, but
ain't a problem.
It was time, you know.
His sunflowers are good, aren't they?
I think we can cut off on somebody.
As long as he is being asked questions, then we can't stop. You know, I can't stop the 3 minutes.
We got that ordinance was put in place after a child got mauled.
That's exactly
on Fremont
right.
Street.
Okay, I realize all dogs bite. They've got teeth. They're dogs. All dogs can bite. But pit bulls have a history, if you look at the statistics, to be the most vicious. Are all of them that way? No. But we can't be singling out. We think this is a good one and this is a bad one. They chase people. They chase our police officers.
It's aggressive. It don't matter what breed it is.
There you go.
Period.
Right.
That's
And they get a person
that's right.
down. That's
and
it.
That's exactly right.
This all started from the dog being loose, out of its kennel, out of its whatever you want to call it, and it chased a police officer. And the police officer had to deploy his taser. I think they're liable for even the taser stuff. They got to pay for the cartridge. You know,
that's
I mean,
terrible.
And that's done by the city judge. Is that not right?
Yeah, Ryan.
And as long as that ordinance is in place, that's what we'll follow. You know, and that's what the officers are doing. Now then, I'm sure that if there's another pit bull out tied up at somebody's house or whatever, you know, then and they know in plain sight that it's a pit bull and everything, then they need to take care of it. Other than that, you know, it's not our job. We make the ordinances. They follow the rules and everything. And there's not one that should be alive that would be falling under that ordinance now. So, if there's somebody that wants to take that up, then
and if they don't like it, they can leave. Like I said, they wouldn't have moved here. Okay.
He's lived here a long time.
Don't let us stop.
Ryan, Chris has lived here a long time. He knows the
laws. Yeah, he knew what it was.
He knows the laws. He's lived here a long time.
He was getting on the other guy for not telling her, but he didn't talk.
Chris has lived here a long time.
We'll move on to the mayor's report. As everybody knows, I've informed you guys of the upcoming Dire Station events. We'll have more of a list at the next meeting. So there will be several events going on. I would we'll see what happens, whatever, and I'll get with you guys on the committee or whatever for an event that I asked them to do at the city park on June the 28th, which is a Saturday. We'll see how they decide tomorrow night, and then I'll inform you guys, and maybe you guys can help us for 3 or 4 hours that day with the kids. Carrie's all smiles. She just, every time I look back at her, she's smiling.
She likes being at the circus.
She's got to quit that, because then I get to smiling. And then Ben looks at me and says, what are you smiling about?
That's okay.
It ain't going to hurt you.
Do want to invite all the citizens and everybody to come out to the Dire Station events and enjoy the things that they've got going on, and we'll do some more reporting on that at the next one. If you're wondering about the PRI stuff, we're waiting until after the budget hits before we start doing anything. We are going to go ahead and get some bids. Mm-hmm. I know Ashley gave me that. Ain't that nice?
Mm-hmm. It's your life to it the way you want to.
We're going to go ahead and get some bids and everything on the asphalt that needs to be fixed. Don't want to do it until after July 1, though. But also, they may make us rebid our contract before. I would like to do it before we rebid the contract, but they may make us, being this close to the deadline, they may make us go off a new bid. So just want to make you guys aware of that. Department reports, fire.
We had 49 calls for the month of May. Just give y'all a update on four boys. He's got it apart. We're just waiting for him to send the gearbox. Kyle's doing the work on it. Send the gearbox off to get it rebuilt. Okay. This is not something we'll do tonight, but on the road, this will make you aware. We're using emergency recording right now. And Brian, I know you know that NEPRS is not going to exist after January 1.
Yes, sir.
Emergency recording is not going to support.
That's correct.
So we're going to have to transfer over to probably ESO that's involved in emergency reporting. So they're getting a price together on that now. And that's all I have.
So how will that affect the city?
If there's a price difference. It's owned by the same people, but the price may go up. So.
I said, you know it is. That's the reason they bought it to go
exactly.
Up on it, change names.
I sent you some stuff on that earlier, actually. I don't know if you've had time.
I
wasn't able to get into it today, but.
Chief, is there something that you would like to bring up in the fire department about starting with some new program or anything, like the board to do anything tonight?
We would like to start a junior program here in the fire department there.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
I make a motion.
Second.
Motion made. Second. Early discussion.
Everybody.
Well, it looks like we've all voted.
Yep. Kyle Rose, start Marty Garay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Police?
Yeah, my report. If you got any questions, feel free to
ask. Chief, y'all had several calls this month, didn't you?
Busy.
You did. You had a. Can you come closer?
Look at that.
Look at that. No, I'm going to stand right here.
Oh, okay.
You got 3 minutes.
No,
I don't need a chair.
All right, our
whales are up and running at capacity.
All right.
700, but we alternate them day to day. Make sure everything keeps going good with them. Jay did get his certification. He will get his certificate August 1st. Oh, he is actually now a little certified. So,
all right.
Y'all need to be looking at him, maybe compensating for that.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a schedule for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our backhoe is fixed, I hope.
Explain what happened with this ordeal, because I'm not going to explain it because it's too much. Okay.
Okay, it started a week ago Thursday. The backhoe lost power. So barely moved. So we called Kent. Kent comes over Friday. They say it's the EGR cooler and the EGR valve stuck. So we get a new EGR cooler and a new EGR valve Monday. They put it on, said you're ready to go. They leave, we get on it, it's not ready to go.
Oh, Lord.
So they had to come back Tuesday and they look at it, trying to figure it out. They say it's a sensor. So they come
back the next day, etc. Yes, good to go. Well, it was for about 30 minutes. It died again. So they come back, and this time it's the turbo. So, and the turbo was bad, but so we got the new turbo on. And then it was a agitator valve, something.
Gate valve.
So, but we was able to run it Friday with it being unhooked, and they come back today and put it on, and so far it is now running good. But we are caught up on the backhoe piles and the brush piles. So.
And how close that put us to a new motor on the
That's about all we like.
That turbo wasn't cheap.
I ain't seen none of it yet.
Yeah, and the main reason for letting everybody know that is they did get behind.
On the bulk.
They still picked up stuff on the side of the road and everything.
By hand. Except mattresses and couches. We don't touch mattresses.
Right. No.
And couches, because we don't know who's been on them or nothing. So we don't do that.
Makes sense.
Tomorrow we will be installing fire hydrants on East College and Peach. Putting that back in.
When we get that information and everything, she needs to make sure that she has it so we can file it with their insurance company to be reimbursed for that fire hydrant.
It looks really nice up here on the corner.
They did a good job on it.
Know where all the valves are, though.
Yeah. Wastewater, Tracy has been working going into the manhole or inverts. A lot of them have cracked around the edge. And that has been causing infiltration, too. It's part of infiltration. So he's been going in and pre-hydraulic cementing them, sealing them off. And he's got some more he's got to go redo, but he's been checking them. So we're working on that right now.
So the one out on, Tracy, the one out on
Robertson. Got it today.
So what was actually wrong with it?
It's old and the inverts. It's got worked holes in it, so we got to take hydraulic cement and rebuild it.
So you dug it back?
No. We rebuilt it.
Went to the inside.
Go to the inside of the manhole, go down in it.
Had to rebuild the trough and everything, put hydraulic cement on the each side of the inlet. Just what I call the trough.
Right, yeah, I know
what you're talking about. Where the invert comes in, then the invert goes out.
Yeah.
Just fill that in, make it work, and just run.
But there wasn't anything on the other sides of it, further down.
Not that we saw.
Is that basically the same thing that we did quite a few years ago?
No.
With smoke, and then they went in there with the pink.
Right. But we're doing it with hydraulic cement, I would imagine.
Basically the same thing going
this
on.
This is about this. When they did the smoke test, they have to go and reline them.
Reline them.
No, this is where your invert comes in, your manhole.
You got cracks
around it.
He's still talking about the same thing, though.
Yeah, we're talking.
I mean, it's basically the same thing, but when they did the smoke, when it would come up in the line, they'd have to come in and line it, because you look at either 6 or 8 inch line. So.
That was when Michael
Tyler
Landrum was here.
We've done that for several years. And everything, so.
Man. LaBelle went to the park today.
We did. We had a good time.
And we measured off the disc golf, the other 10 holes. Because we're going to be unique and have a 19-hole disc golf.
Oh, no, we're not.
19.
Yeah. No, it's actually going to be 18. They did have 19, the mayor and Beth, so.
They overcounted, didn't they?
Yes. So. We got that
straightened out.
We've got that measured off. I'll be ordering the signs tomorrow. We're going to try to put them up. You won't have no signs there telling you the power and the distance yet until we get the signs in. So we're going to start working on that this week, getting them in the ground.
You going to get them in the ground this week?
I'm planning on it.
I don't believe it.
Well, I believe it. I'm planning on it.
I got faith in you.
New has done went with us and showed us where everything goes.
That's the way it works.
That marks the spot.
And measured it off.
Good job.
So, all right, that's all I got.
Thank you, Dale.
Yep.
Good job, Dale.
Hey, what about the leaf machine?
That's what I've been running, baby.
Good deal. You got a squirrel trap and a cat trap model on it?
Well, it's back in the shop.
Oh.
The side of the shop, so they don't get to it.
Yeah, we get them. Y'all get that pile of limbs right there going out on the Reed Road? Right in front of the dog house.
First nail.
Doghouse.
Thank you.
Committee reports, Finance Administration Personnel Committee.
Who's turning for the house?
He's
halfway out on the road. Go ahead. You need ink pen now?
No, I sure don't. I need you to.
I need you to go ahead.
Turn around here and worry about this up here.
Oh.
Fire rescue. Brandon's covered everything. Police. Public Works. City beautification.
Nothing at this time.
Buildings and walkways. Bet, is it okay if we start with this corner over here? Once we start to finish this corner over here on the sidewalk?
Yes.
Okay. Will it be okay to go ahead and get a bid on doing that corner right there? That way to be ready by after July 1?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to get
I just want to make sure that you're good with that. The rest of it we'll work on as we go, whatever.
What else?
Parks and Recreation?
No, nothing. Dale caught you up to speed on the disc golf. You guys been down there, you know we got the things going on right now. So obviously there's going to be some things happening with the sidewalks and the tennis court. During the fourth, we're going to have to work around, just hoping we can get the area cleaned up that is usable and make it nice and neat as possible. And I think we've got some mulch that's coming for the playground to take care of that in the meantime, because the playground's not going to be done before then either. So we're doing all we can just to get ready for the fourth.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dale.
Yes, ma'am. Did they get your baby spray? Yeah.
Good. Any updates from any other committees? Do you have anything from Dyer Station, Kayla? Do you know anything that we don't know, I mean, as far as what y'all are doing?
I mean, just the upcoming events, not anything new outside of what's already been.
Okay. Y'all have a meeting tomorrow night. When you find out about the meeting, you may already know, but once you figure out about that and everything, would you call Ashley and let her know? Or,
yeah.
And that way she can let me know.
Yeah.
That way I can make some phone calls and find out who we can get to help.
Okay.
I know the fire department's already, Brandon and four or five others said they would be glad to help. I know it needs to go through y'all before we say anything about it. Any unfinished business? New business? Item A. Entertain a motion to accept the bid for solid waste collection and disposal.
So move.
Second.
Made and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start Michael and go left.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Item B, entertain a motion to award the bid for solid waste collection and disposal.
Volunteer Disposal West.
Is it on here?
No, but it was.
Volunteer Disposal West.
Something for Republic Services?
When we put out the original bid packets, there was an option to add bulk waste pickup, like the mattresses and stuff that our guys currently do. Mm-hmm. Just to get pricing on that again, it is a lot cheaper for us to do it than them, but that's what that would have been, an additional $5 per residence for once a month pickup.
Any more discussion? Not. Call the roll. Start with Jessica and go right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion carried.
You may still want me getting into the program. Slip in the last few minutes.
Entertained a motion to pass on the first reading of ordinance 2025-287, 2025-2026 annual budget and tax levy.
So move.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Brian. Call. Go left.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
The tax increase is 15 cents, right?
Yes, sir.
15 cents. Okay. That's what I thought, but I just want to be 1,000% sure.
Item D. Entertain a motion to pass on the first reading of ordinance 2025-286, amend 2024-2025 annual budget.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start Marty. Go left. Motion carried. Any other new business? Entertain a motion to pay the council's unite. 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion?
What is that dynamics distribution plan?
That's where we got the disc golf baskets from.
Okay.
Waypoint.
That is testing.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Been on almost everyone.
Has it really?
It's testing for water and sewer.
Okay.
At least every other one for sure.
More discussion. Back color row, start with Kayla and go right. Motion carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion, please. Second.